Welcome everyone to Limbo, which is neither the season nor pre-season. This is
like the desert. Is it some form of Catholic state?
It's the desert. It's
we're, Limbo.
We're like Jesus now, if we keep the biblical thing going. We're in the desert now, 40 days, 40 nights, just looking over the carcasses that are left on what has been a magnificent season of NPL football. We're joined round the table by the great and good of the NPL show. We're joined by Swampy from FCM Radio.
Biblical me, good evening.
Now I have to include that joke, yeah. You know, because that doesn't make any sense. We're joined from Radio Manchester by Burke.
But non-biblical me.
We're joined by from the NPL Facebook group by James Hayes.
Evening.
And from the Non-League Review, making his debut right at the end of the season.
In time for next season, good evening.
It's Stuart James. So,
being a review, it's probably the best time to come in, isn't it? To review the entire season, in fairness.
So, where better to start? So, how was it?
It was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. So, you said, Swampy, you said at the start of the season, straight out of the Robbie Savage playbook, whoever finishes above Charlie will win the league, and lo and behold, no one finished above Charlie. So, what happened?
The best team won the league. Set the stall out very early on. I think their pre-season probably helped them. The acquisition of several new players into that team, the likes of Jake Cottrell, early form of Carlos Rocker, obviously he left the football club together with a few others, cemented the quality of the team. They were a hard team to play against, and to be in the position that they were from the very onset between them and Skem, really is testament to a team. And Gary Flitcroft, together with Matt Jansen, did a tremendous job. And as I said, I really thought they had a really strong team. And the player that I thought was going to be the player that really brought them together was Tom Baker. Now, Tom Baker didn't play for large parts of the season, but when I knew that they had him in that team, I thought, this is a team to look out for. You also had Sam Ashton coming in for, I think Zach Hibbert was there the season before. And they deserved it. The professional football club done very, very well. Let's not pretend that they had a huge amount of money, because a lot of people have said, oh, they've got loads of money, they've done this, done that. Very much on a par with, I think, a lot of the other teams in the Northern Premier Division. And I have to say, hats off to them, because, you know, in the two games that FC United played, I saw them on more than two occasions. They were a match for FC United, although we won one game and in the 93rd minute, and they came to Gig Lane and they got that draw, and they deserved it. You know, there's no question about it. They were the best team. They'll go up, and I'm sure they'll do very, very well in the Conference North.
They did have everything. They had a good attack, a good midfield, a good defence, not a bad goalkeeper. But we did predict, I think, pretty much the top four. If we combined all our predictions, we said FC would be there, we said Fylde would be there, we also said Worksop would be a dark horse.
I said Worksop would be a dark horse.
I mean, that'll be more season.
How good are we?
Exactly. I mean, I've still got all the million complaints to come and apologise to, but I'll get back to them later on. Obviously, I've got Matlock, I've got Trafford, I've got a lot of those to come back to. But obviously, Ashton United didn't make a bad name for themselves, did they? Let's be honest.
No, they didn't finish their mid-table like they normally do.
Exactly, and I got shouted at from Paul Phillips, the co-manager, for not including any of their players in the team of the year on Radio Manchester. But the thing is, they're a team who don't really have any star players. They just work really, really well together. If you take their team and you go, well, can he play in the Conference North with such and such a team? You go, well, maybe, maybe not. But there's no one that really jumps out to me. I mean,
well, there's one.
All right.
Dale Johnson. Come on.
He came in at the end of towards the second half of the season, didn't he? He's proven that he can do it in the Conference and the Conference North. He's a different matter. He's a cracking player, and he's been at Hyde two or three spells. He's
It didn't affect him in any way, shape, or form either.
I know, but there's Martin Pilkington. I think he can play higher, no doubt about it. But would he jump straight into a team? Would he jump straight into another team in the Northern Premier League? Any other team? Well, sure, he'd jump into a few, but not every single side.
Skem pretty much were there all the way through the season, but dropped out last minute. Were we happy with those? That top five, then, really, from pre-season special, months ago.
Well, of course, it is. You know, it's in fact, it's a season ago. I think Ashton deserved their place because they were tremendous throughout the season. They they're there by right. Let's not forget, for the last two or three seasons, they finished between 12th and 14th. A new management team, some new players, some new blood. The likes of Cavalcu, who came to FC United from Mosley and then went back to Ashton, did a decent job there. They work well in the midfield. They got the likes of, as I said earlier, Johnson up front, Pilkinson as well. But I think what the Bagley, you know, again, instrumental and pivotal with his set pieces. And I was really pleased for them to be in the top five. I mean, when FC United played against them, we beat them 3-2. And we were the better team on the night, just about. But it was a very good game of football. And they played some good, exciting football.
In the second half, you were... First half.
Yeah. Well, yes. I saw them against Chorley. That set the whole final part of the season up.
Now, obviously,
workshop though.
Yeah. Obviously, AFC fouled in the end, won the playoff. As some text messages get thrown around, is this from tweets from Twitter?
Yes, it is.
I was about to swear then. Did you notice that? But I controlled myself.
Some workshop.
Oh.
Breaking news.
There is some breaking news at workshop, but again, it's only that thing called Twitter. But if I change a letter, it becomes something else.
Twatter.
Yes. Is it the PR man for the league? James Twatter.
Dave
Twatter. Yes. So apologies.
AFC fouled lived up to their promise in the end. It was touch and go for them from about December for a couple of months. Right. But
they were nearly AFC failed.
Oh, he's been thinking about that for weeks.
We missed you in those shows at that time. But AFC fouled, eventually won on penalties, beating Ashton United in the final. Out of those three teams then who missed out, FC United, Ashton and Worksop, who can push on next season? Or assuming that any three of them could?
It's going to be interesting next year, because looking at the teams that are going to come into that division, there's no one that really stands out at the moment except for FC. Really, see, the teams that are going up, because I mean, obviously, Worksop, they were there. It depends if it was like a one season show to pony or not, or if they are going to be future fricks, or if in the future any other team could stand out.
We're going to, in the second part of the show, we are going to go through the list of the teams to say who would stand out, but I just want to focus on who could kick on out of those three.
I honestly believe FC United next season, it's a league.
Can we win the league?
Yes,
it's
a league to win next year.
I know you've got all this power. Right, Carl
has lost some very instrumental players, gone to league football clubs this season, and I think we've got some breaking news that maybe also a centre-half is about to leave FC United as well.
Disclaimer, this was breaking news 2 days ago.
Was it?
Yes.
Thanks for that.
Anyway, you're back to your thought.
FC United, for me, next season, Carl will strengthen. There's a lot of players that are looking at coming in and want to play for FC United with a new ground. I always expect FC United to come. The one thing I do have to say, though, is I think when you finish, 16 points above a team that finishes fifth, the league needs to start looking at it dramatically with 46 teams.
How many
times,
though? How many times out of the four seasons have FC United done that?
Well, once.
In fact, once we didn't even...
15 points behind.
Once FC United didn't even finish in the playoff places and got to the final.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's all wrong. But the point I'm making, for me, with 24 teams, 46 games, two up, one maybe in a playoff for three, and... fundamental changes need to take place, because it's just ridiculous.
Well, that's got to be from above. It can't be from the Northern Premier League. It's got to be from the Conference North.
Would you get rid of the playoff system in this league?
No, wouldn't get rid of it.
No,
I'd have it with two up as well. I've been a lot of talk about that on my site recently. Everyone's been talking about the restructuring of all the leagues. Something does need to be done about it, but what? Everyone's got different ideas, aren't they? It just depends, but I do agree two up and a playoff.
Two up with a playoff, and you can use the German model. The German model works superbly well. You know, the third place plays you got that playoff at the bottom, the division below, and so on and so forth. I mean, have a look at the German model, because for me that works superbly well. No doubt Berkey will completely disagree with me, as he does with most things.
I do disagree with you on purpose sometimes, but on this one...
It'd be a lovely show if we all agreed,
Berkey. I know, but it has already been tried in England before. When the playoffs were first introduced in the mid-80s, that's how they did it. It was three from the division below and the team who would normally have been relegated.
Yeah.
So it was three from one division, one from above.
Same as in Scotland now.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and they did experiment with it for two or three
seasons. Was it not excited enough? there was not enough money involved?
I've no idea.
It works in the Bundesliga, which is an exciting football league, but if it can't work in the British game for whatever reason, you can't finish. I mean, I think the biggest example of that was Buxton a few years ago, 23 points, you know, ahead of the team that actually eventually went up above them in a one-off game or two-off. It's ridiculous. You can't, if you get to, or you could even say, if you have, there's a cut-off, if you finish above a certain amount of points, you get automatic promotion. If it's quite close, I mean, again, it's open for debate, it's very difficult, but I'm an advocate of summer football!
Jesus, maybe jump then.
So you're explaining how Italian football works there now. I know we're going all foreign here. Basically,
EU elections this week, so yeah, come on.
You know, Italian football, Serie B and all them, if a team finishes 10 points or more ahead of the team in fourth, there's no playoffs.
Oh, really? Oh,
if it's 9 or less, then that's when the playoffs start, and then the team's got to be within 15 points.
I mean, imagine finishing 23 points. I mean, how many games is that, Berkey?
That's 7.6.
Games? You've won more than your position, and you have to play them?
Yeah, but the thing is, if you've finished 20-odd points ahead of the team in fifth place, you've got to play them, and you don't beat them, then there's something wrong with your team. You've got to get motivated to beat the team that finished fifth.
Not in a one-off game.
Anyway.
It's a different, isn't it? A one-off game's completely different. Let's say, here's an argument. You're going for the league, you lose out by 1 point, and you've had to play your full-strength team, and you have to work your socks off with a massive long journey equally to boot. The team that are in fifth have nothing to...
Are you talking about FC 90?
The team that are fifth have nothing to play for. Because
but still
they're in
beat
fifth.
The team that they were playing against 5-1
and can rest the majority of the team.
Isn't that...
Who has the advantage? Is it the advantage of, I mean, in football,
the side who has the stronger side has the advantage.
No, but surely, if you've had a long arduous season and you've finished where you finished and you play against a team that's been able to rest team half a team just prior to actually playing them, the advantage is with that other team, surely.
While we're deciding who should have seconds on caviar, let's discuss who got relegated this season.
Vegan caviar as well, it's very
so
nice.
Three teams
got... Oh, I've had that, actually.
Yeah, they do on the coach on offer. In fact, Nick Culkin loved it.
It's very nice. I got it from my IKEA.
Very salty, yeah.
Back. Back. Right.
You live in Gisbury, mate, so you know, you're used to it.
Stafford, Stocksbridge and Drolsden all got relegated. We'll discuss where they ended up, North or South, very shortly. What happened to Frickley? Did they win in the old AGM playoff?
Yes, they did. Only just, though, because thanks to defeats in the Ryman League, they managed to get the first spot for reprieval, and they got reprieved. So,
isn't it amazing? In the same season, Altrincham finally got a playoff win and promoted out of the division. Frickley got saved in this manner. It's amazing.
The irony of that.
So congratulations to Frickley.
And Gavin Howard staying on board as well.
Now, Stu, aren't you a Division 1 South expert?
No.
I thought you didn't you get that gig on the MPL Facebook group?
Yeah.
So how's it going?
It lasted 2 weeks. That's how much of an expert I was.
Congratulations to Hales Owen Town, anyway, yes, for getting promoted this season. Did it quite well in the end, and congratulations to James Hayes for pointing that out. Commiserations to Colville and Leek Town, who came very close.
They were my tip lean sound this season. They haven't quite done it, and I think they'll be very, very strong for next season. Hales Owen superb, well done to them. We'll be concentrating, I think, a lot more next season on the Southern Division. It's been very difficult for us to do it on the MPL without having the correspondence, and we would implore anyone from the South to get involved with us next season, because we really want to give everybody the opportunity, don't
we? Maybe that Stocksbridge guy, because he's quite media savvy.
Oh, he is from Stocksbridge. They're going to the South, haven't they? And I'll tell you what, we'll talk about them later.
But just to prove your point about the playoffs, Colville and Leek Town were there pushing for the title all the way since, well, Leek Town's been top of the table all year pretty much. The teams who got to the final were Belper Town and Michelover Sports. What does that tell us about the playoffs? Anything can happen. Thank you, Stu.
What was the points difference between between them?
Well, Michelover Sports, they finished with 73 points. Colville Town, 89.
See, again, it's irrelevant.
But
it's
irrelevant. This is the nature.
You know what the rules are.
We know. I know that. But what I'm saying, that needs a fundamental change. We talk about giving the advantage, like the offside is the advantage with the attacker. Well, that's nonsense as well. We need to bring it back to basics, and the leagues need to bring it back to basics. And if you finish either the Italian way, the German, you have to do some fundamental. If you've worked all season so hard and you've actually finished so many points above somebody else, the league have to go, But they're not interested. The league's not interested. They're interested about is it's a great showpiece.
I agree. I agree with Berkey. You set the framework at the start of the season, and that's what you stick by.
Exactly. Oh, excuse me. Something's gone down my neck. Well, the thing is,
sixth spot.
As well, I like to hear. Oh God, sorry. Come back to me,
James. Helzo in town.
I know, brilliant, weren't they? I think next year as well, because sadly they are one of the teams departing from this league, being put into the Callow League.
The what league? Up,
the Callow Southern League, whatever it's known as. Right, wrongly as well, in my opinion.
It's one of those things you carry around your conservatory, you know, when you're a bit cold, you turn your Callow.
And isn't Hillsow in that kind of Midlands area, West Midlands, with Rushall and all that?
When you've got,
I'm going to be played on the 31st.
I'm going to be controversial here when Kingsland have asked to move to the Ryman League as well for travelling, which we'll get put into next part of the show. I think Hales Owen, seeing the strength of the teams that are in the Southern League, will do really well next year. Obviously, we're not going to speak about the Southern League, but depending on who they keep on, because obviously now there's a different pool of players available, and there's one player in particular that we're all, as soon as I say it, Ben Aisley. He's an open market now, in my opinion, because if he's not willing to travel to Weymouth or places like that every other Saturday,
he wouldn't want to go to Weymouth, though.
Well, he did well win his gold medal there, didn't he?
That's what I was thinking. Alex, is that coming down that?
And congratulations to Belper Town, who in the end won the playoff final and got promoted. Commiserations to Kidsgrove Athletic, who now drop out and go to Northwest Counties, I'm assuming.
They do. My mate Dave's very upset about it. But they are, he's resigned as secretary now, so.
He thinks
it's the land of no return. I mean, I think he's got a point as well. You don't really see many teams getting relegated from there, do you, who come straight back. In fact, God, I can't think of any sides who have done that.
Not recently.
Rossendale, they vanished altogether. And
Lee Genesis.
Yeah, they've gone. Yeah, and,
you know,
I mean, basically.
It's the land of no return.
Wow. Stick that on your poster, Northwest Counties. Anyway,
it was lovely to hear Swampy Toon, John Major, then going on about back to basics.
Oh, God, how dare you!
So, Division 1 North, Feister. We obviously discussed last month about Curzon Ashton, and congratulations to them. But the playoffs.
Big time, Charles. Can't even be bothered to come this month. Well, they've, in the last two or three episodes, we'll be here. Tonight, too busy for us. Imagine what going to the Premiership does for you.
And once again, not to prove a point Swampy's made and to prove it correct, but Darlington finished second, Warrington finished third, yet the playoff final was between the teams who finished fourth and fifth.
It was, and the team who got promoted beat Darlington three times that season. So that's fair enough. Ramsbottom were the best team in that division.
Which I think is unfair. You can't play a team three times.
They were just inconsistent.
Ramsbottom weren't the best team in that division. Curzon Ashton were the best team in that division because the table says it, you idiot.
Curzon Ashton were consistently the best team in that division.
So therefore they were the best team.
They ground out results. They weren't anything. Did you really?
Yeah. And Neil Mills won 8-2 the last game of the season. It counts for diddly squat.
Well, what does count for something is that, as far as easiness on the eye goes, battling spirit as well. Ramsbottom, I think they made a lot of friends this season.
Can I just say, you were championing Ramsbottom for.
And I agree, I totally agree with him in the respect that easy on the eye, tremendous football team to watch. When FC United played them, they were the best team that I'd seen against FC United for a long, long time. They play a formation which is a moving forward formation. They don't play tippy-tappy-toe football backwards. They get the ball forward, move it. They've got some tremendous footballs. They'd be a great addition to the Northern Premier Division next season.
Absolutely.
No question about it. But all I was saying to Berkey was, if you win the league, you're the best team. You might not be the best team to watch. Arsenal, let's be honest, for many years have been the best team to watch and won absolutely nothing.
And just to say as well, Ramsbottom did finish 10 points behind Darlington, but they had 3 points deducted as well. So.
Well, that for me is a lot closer, and you know that would have been 7 points, and under the Italian system, that would have been fine.
And commiserations to Ossett Albion and Wakefield. But I seem
caviar
to
as well as.
Yeah, I seem to remember Ossett Albion having some kind of reprieve. What's that about? Or is that something I've made up, James?
No, you're right there as well. Wakefield and Camelard have decided to call it a day in the division, and Camelard of dropping down two divisions.
To the land of no return.
Mm-hmm.
North West County's Division 2.
Yes.
Technically the first division.
First of it, well, yeah. Maybe. And Wakefield are going to the Northern Counties East League,
sure,
which again is another.
Is that a place of no return?
Bridlington, Garforth, a few other places. I can't remember the name of.
Sure, I've seen somewhere today that Camel Laird had been renamed Camel Laird 1907 FC or something. I'm sure I've seen that
Birker,
somewhere today.
Birker,
well.
Get that bandwagon out, come on.
Well,
get
I yourself don't, box. You know, go. I don't mind teams with numbers after the names.
It's AFC you don't like, is it?
I think it's quite. It's AFC, that's dreadful. Teams with numbers, I think it's quite good. Although, I do remember a side. Called something like AFC Wallingford 2002. Oh no, it was with Dean 2000. That was an awful name. It was like a nightclub. But there was AFC Wallingdean or something
there
like that.
Time, I believe.
Yeah, they did do it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So we'll be discussing.
Numbers good.
So congratulations to us at Albion and congratulations to us at Town. It seems only right you're in the same division.
So what about AFC File 2020? 2 or something.
2022 vision.
2021 now, because no to League 3, by the way.
I think everyone's in agreement. Even TalkSport in agreement with no to League 3.
We'll cover that in any other business at the end. Okay, so that is the end of part one. Coming up is an interview.
A urination break, no doubt.
Which Aaron Flanagan conducted with Ramsbottom's joint manager.
Oh, he can't be bothered to be here tonight.
Oh, he's off now. He's off and running.
I got told to make an apology on Aaron's behalf. He says he's sorry he can't be here. James forgot to tell him the right date.
What?
Well, coming up next is an interview with your joint manager, Anthony Johnson.
Go on, John.
Who I thought was a band. Apparently not. Anthony Johnson is being interviewed by Aaron Flanagan, and then after this break...
If he was in California, does that mean he would be legal?
I should say this interview took place after Ramsbottom's playoff final win. I've not heard the interview yet, so I'm assuming it's going to be great.
How about Oregon?
What about Oregon?
Oh, it's lovely on your pizza, lovely on your pizza, that, Oregon.
Anyway, we'll be back in a minute.
First of all, massive congratulations. Just tell us what that feels like.
Thank you very much. I've just said that in the other interview I just gave. I've had three kids and that's up there with the best day of my life. The only thing I'm gutted about is my best mate's not with me. He's away, Bernard. I've never known anything like it. It's absolutely amazing. And to be going up with you guys, you know, Curzon and mixing it with your FC Uniteds and clubs like that, it's unbelievable.
What does it say that, obviously, Ramsbottom, quite a small club kind of on the map, but now a big club on paper? I mean, it's got to be great, kind of the transformation of the club over the last few years.
We're a tiny club from a small village, but because of the ethos we've sort of instilled into the lads, we've got some like 12, 13 players who've played over 100 games. It's never been heard of in non-league football. And that spirit you've seen today, it'd have been easy the last kick down to crumble, but for the third time in 2 weeks we've kept winning and got the victory we deserved. Second half we were brilliant. I mean, first half was if I'm honest, it was a poor game. Second half we were fantastic and in the end we got rewarded for it, but brilliant.
Good stuff. I was just talking to the drama at the end. Thought you'd won it. 87th minute, Howson with a ridiculous goal for a centre half, and then obviously a penalty right at the end. Just talk us through your thoughts when the referee gave the penalty.
Well, it looked to me like it hit his leg and then his hand, but then someone told me it went in anyway. It's one of them things. I was devastated. Of course, you're heartbroken. It happens to Ram United a lot. It happened to us last season at Skem. It's happened at Farsley a few weeks ago. Yeah. So I'm not saying we didn't expect it, but I kept turning around saying, bloody hell, we're getting that time again. Yeah. It was worse feeling. Again, from the highest feeling to the lowest, but for the lads to come back from that and get the win is amazing.
Yeah. Got to be really happy with the football you've played as well. I mean, for myself personally, I thought you were the better team on the day, probably deserved it. Is it kind of testament to the football you've been playing all season, the fact that you've been able to come out of this as winners?
Yeah, we get quite a few plaudits for the football we play. You know, you know we're a good football inside. Sometimes it's to our detriment. We get beat by big, strong sides. Yeah. We kept playing today on a very good pitch. We got the rewards we deserved. We played some great football. We didn't have necessarily that many good chances, but the pressure we put on them was fantastic and unbelievable.
I know it's maybe mega too early to think about it, but next season, massive step up for anyone coming from this division. Do you have any initial targets of what you'd like to achieve in the EuroStick Premier?
It's not like the counters in this league. The difference between this league and the one above is absolutely massive. And we're under no illusions. You know, there's four teams get relegated as well. But just like your dad will be thinking, we, you know, we're all confident. We've won promotion. We've won something. You know, the side, we're us and you, and we're going in with a bit of momentum. So, we'll sit down this week and we'll think about it. But we'll be giving all the lads a chance at that league, and I'm sure we can hold our own.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, and well done.
Top man, no problem.
Nice one.
Thank you.
Anthony Johnson there speaking to Aaron Flanagan after the playoff final win.
Welcome, Noah, in the whale, to be honest.
Welcome back to the NPL show, the last in the present series. Recorded here live.
Are we coming back?
I think so.
Blimey,
next season, though.
Have we got to league approval?
Yes. Next season, also, we will be on Audio Boo. We're leaving South because Audio Boo are giving it us for free.
God bless
all part of their empire building master plan.
SoundCloud hear that and say, come on, you can come back to us and have it for free. We're going to say that.
And that is why, Swamper, I brought it up and mentioned it.
Oh, well done.
Start a bidding war. Soon they'll pay us.
You see that?
So, welcome back to the Magnet Inn. We're joined round the table by Swampy from SCM Radio, from Stuart James from the Non League Review.
Evening.
From James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group.
Hello.
And from Radio Manchester, it's Ian Burke.
Hiya.
Now, the NPL Facebook group.
Yes.
You've been asking for correspondence.
Yes, I have.
Just to plug the NPL Facebook group, because I reckon it's going to be a cold and desolate place for the next month or so, but then it's going to kick into action again in June with people giddy about pre-season. How can they get giddy on the internet, James?
We're giddy all the time. Facebook.com/groups/NPL.
And what was today's task that you said you want?
Big Brother asked for your 5-word reviews for the season. Quite a few from people we've spoken to.
Are they clean?
Yes, they are clean. Example, Richard Scott, who's been on it all season with us. 5 words are champions, 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 champions.
Oh, do one. What's his name?
He's a nice lad, Rich.
Yeah. Stamper.
Stamper.
Yeah, Stamper is finished outside the bottom four. Danny Evans from Droylston, 2 wins, say no more.
Outside is one word.
One word, yes, I realised. I was counting on the fingers.
Liam Pennington, who's a Berska fan. Oh, well, never mind. Pup. Ben Hall.
A what fan?
Berska.
Burska.
We're getting local.
Like that's 4 words.
Burska, was it?
Oh, well, never mind. Pub.
Oh, right, yeah.
Ben Hall, also Albion fan, saved by the reprieve again. Where's Rafa's Bowie 1 gone? Mark Keohan, rubbish start, strong finish. Pub anymore? Pub. And then we've
what's
got.
What's wrong with people and pubs?
The question I want to know is why aren't they in this pub then?
Yeah.
Beer,
I think next
season.
I think next season we should do it from some kind of health farm, just to set an example.
And I've also got one. Introducing to the podcast, Spennymoor Town, Flipper tweet off Twitter. Finally out the Northern League, and then Elves Town Raven on Twitter as well, who's by the looks of it, a Colville Town fan. I hate the playoffs.
From a high perspective. Speaking of Spennymoor, of course. just linking it up a little bit there. I'll have one for the Tigers. Droylston won more than us.
So, next season, step three is looking. Well, we mentioned it earlier. I don't know if we mentioned it on air or not. I can't remember. But it's looking pretty. Is that the right phrase?
Well, the one addition might have something to say about that in the form of Corby Town, who's coming from the Southern League. So.
So we've got Corby Town coming in, we've got Workington, we've also, obviously, we've got Ramsbottom, who's entered the league, and Curzon Ashton. Obviously, Charlie and AFC Found have departed. Darlington haven't come up. Warrington haven't come up. Obviously, Salford City haven't come up. Where's the big spenders coming from for next season? Who's gonna buy the league?
You can't buy the league, can you? Teams have shown that over the years.
Whose fans are going to be accused of buying the league on the NPL Facebook group next season? How about that one?
Sorry, Stark. Salford, aren't it?
For step three.
Big
for step
Roy,
three.
Why? Big Roy,
oh,
why?
For step three, though, to begin with.
Step three, nobody, because there's nobody in there with an astronomical budget. Are they filed have gone? I mean, I suppose they're the team everyone would say are punching way above the weight financially. As Swampy said before, FC United, it's theirs to lose next season. It really, really, really is. In other seasons, you can make a case for all the other teams that who actually did go on to win it above FC. But next season, I don't think you necessarily can.
No, I concur with you, and I think Carl will be very mindful of bringing the right kind of personnel for this season. It's a season really where there's no one you can. I mean, Worksop obviously have money, or had money, or still have money. We're not quite sure. And they're always good entertainment and good value. You know, a club steeped in history. Let's not forget they were playing Barnsley in 1981 in the FA Cup in the third, fourth round. But really, for me, I mean, you know, Carl gets his team right. We've already re-signed several top quality players within the club. Addition of two or three, maybe four players, because we have lost, obviously, two centre-halves and Ollie Banks earlier in the season. And it's testament to the way FC United play and what Carl does with the players that they've actually got three players to league football clubs, and not lower league football clubs, in all fairness, but to, you know, Fleetwood, who are going to be playing in the playoff finals, and they could be in a different division, and Chesterfield. You know, so these are football clubs with real purpose, and the quality that we've been bringing through. I know there's a few young players coming through. I think three or four of the under-21s are going to come through to FC United. We just take a few more players on board, and for me, you know, Chris Wilsley's got to come back. He's been injured all three, half the season. Tremendous player. You got Spenner, who equally is injured, but I mean, Carnell's done superbly well since he stepped in, has to be said. I think we'll see the very, very best of a certain centre midfield player who makes space in a black hole, I think there was the
You've
comment.
You've not re-signed him, have you? Good.
Anyway, so
these players from an FC perspective, they are the team for me that everyone on the team would have to look at. And FC need a good start, good pre-season, and even before we do the preview for the beginning of the season, FC United will win the league next year.
So basically, you're going to win the Northern Premier League with Hyde's Conference North Championship winning squad of 2012.
It's the only way to do it.
And
just to say as well, I would like to say, I reckon Buxton are in with a chance. So, what do you reckon for Workington Town there coming down and...
I'm not going to say anything at this point, just because...
Because Drolsden and Stafford also came down like that, and...
You never know, because we have got teams like Blythe that have done it as well, where they've come down, found their feet one season, and then found themselves competing in the season after. So it's hard to say, because the league is at the moment, give one or two teams, it's really wide open. I can't see two teams going up.
There has to be a lot of teams who started a bit ropey last season, or didn't string the results together. I'm thinking of FC, I'm thinking of Blythe, I'm thinking of perhaps Worksop, who were a bit goal happy but also bad defence. Those teams must think they could do it a different way and be in with a chance next season.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the big stunt, stepping hurdle, which is mentioned in the first part tonight, is King's Lynn. Workington v King's Lynn as a league game
Tuesday night.
If it's a Tuesday night, that's a 7-hour round trip. That's why a lot of King's Lynn fans were asking, could they go play in the Ryman? So, if Hales Owen get the way and Hales Owen come back into the league, Hales Owen will be up there, because again, they've already got, in my opinion.
It's not all finalised yet, is it?
There are still
clubs that can.
I should say, good point. Subject to change.
Yeah, it is subject to change. But I mean, we mentioned seeing their Stafford Rangers. I fear for them again because they just lost Heathcote, the manager. Yeah.
Don't worry, we're coming to that step four very shortly.
Oh, okay, that's fair enough.
Stu, any thoughts on the title next season, or any teams you reckon we should be looking out for?
Obviously, I'm agreeing with Swampy. I think FC United will win the league next year. That's my view. I'm going to stick that out there early. I think Ashton, can they do it again?
With Curzon in the league as well.
With Curzon in the league, that's going to be who's going to finish top of the Ashton clubs.
Yeah, well, I mean, Curzon's a good one because, I mean, you look at the teams that got promoted last season and a Skem, and I think Skem will come strong again this next season.
They should do, shouldn't they?
Definitely. Yeah. You know, they've got a great manager there, a tremendous history in that football club, but he brings in the right kind of players, they play the right kind of football. I could expect them. I think Curzon on the crest of the wave, is the first time they've managed to get promoted as champions. For them, I think Mr. Flanagan, I think John's going to be looking to do something in this division, because he'll be looking at it and saying, let's be honest.
Well, everyone,
he'll be saying, there's no one in this division that we can't beat. And they'll be including FC United in that. I think, though, to be honest, I think FC United should be, with the impetus of the new ground, moving there in September, because let's not forget we're going to be playing instead of Chelsea's ground for the first month before September. If FC United have a strong start, which we've notoriously not had, if they have, every team needs to fear FC United, because a strong start means FC United. We all know what we do towards the back end of the season. I mean, it is like, you know, traditional what Fergie says, you know, the back end of the season is where you win the division. Mm-hmm. FC have a good start, FC will be right up there. But Curzon, I think Ashton, I think Ramsbottom will have a good go at this year as well.
There's a caveat to that though. One side effect of having such an eye-catching team is that scouts catch eye of your best players, and it's whether they can keep hold of their very best players. Phil Dean's over there in America at the minute, playing for a team in New Orleans. He's not going to have a pre-season as such. He's just playing through the summer, as is Jordan Hume.
I was going to say, plus every away they have to go via a steam train. That must be right, Paul. Like.
But the one thing about the lads at Ramsbottom is that they've been at bigger clubs. A lot of them have been at bigger clubs, and they've settled at Ramsbottom. And there's obviously a great camaraderie there. And if they can keep that team together, they will be a force. There's no question about it, because they are. I mean, they will be like Trafford were in the early parts of the season, tremendous to watch. But I think Ramsbottom probably got a little bit more about them to be able to carry that out in the next division, because they are really entertaining and with some top quality footballers.
Yeah. I'm just going to put on top as well, the league needs to look at themselves at strength as well. If we look at the Conference North, for their playoffs this year, notice the two teams that finished fourth and fifth in that competition as well, the two that went up last year. And just to add on as well, Trafford, yes, I've just moved locally to you as well, so expect, if you want to withdraw your abuse at me, I'll be coming down next season.
Trafford will be top 10 next year.
And also, Ben, just, I actually agree with you. Buxton.
Buxton, yes.
Buxton next season.
I wasn't joking.
No, I know you weren't. I mean, Buxton themselves, I think will be a force again next season.
They've had a good second half of the season.
They brought some tremendous players. Let's not forget, they were right at the bottom, and they were nearly relegated. In that regard, and they went 14 games. They came across, within that 14 games, FC had played 13, they played 14. They beat FC United comfortably at Gig Lane. That really put a dent in the promotion hopes for FC United. But they brought in, there's a lot of ex-professional footballers at that club. They keep them together with the youth that they've got, they will be very, very important in the division, as Matlock may well be as well.
Mm-hmm.
Rushall Olympic, new manager Richard Sneakers.
Good shout.
Oh, yeah. Richard Sneakers.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he was good on Championship Manager 99
for me. What a headband. I, and I'm glad you reminded us of that, because I think Sneakers is going to bring a new ethos to Rushall. Rushall are much maligned as a football club. I think they're tremendous. I love going down there. I love the fans. We've obviously done
interviews. Their media lounge is super
tremendous.
And it's a conservatory built on breeze blocks.
But they're a great village football club. They have the capabilities in a way of doing something that North Ferriby United does as a village football club. Well, Rushall will be
5 points off the playoffs this year.
And the season before, FC United killed them in that one game. We beat them 1-0 away.
Do you reckon that change was needed? Because just to kick them on a bit, or was that a bit harsh?
Yeah, it could have been. It depends how you interpret it. Was he pushed, or did he go off his own back? He done very well to get them up there, and he's done a fantastic job. But have they, Rushall, gone all out to get the big name manager to attract?
Although Richard Sneakers has been working in semi-pro football together with the guys brought in, they've been at several clubs within the Conference North and so on and so forth, so therefore he may well understand.
He's also a good trainer.
Oh, you beat me.
Sorry, let's go to step four now. Division 1,
if you like US
Division 1 South. There's hope for Stafford Rangers and Stocksbridge Park Steels. No disrespect to the teams in Division 1 South, but it could have been a lot worse for Stafford Rangers and Stocksbridge. They could have ended up in Division 1 North, but we'll stick with Division 1...
Stafford?
Well, not Stafford. Stafford. Not Stafford, maybe, but Stocksbridge was borderline. Oh, yeah.
If Stafford had finished up in Division
yes.
1 South...
Let's remember it. Only Jim Rush would have been next people. Season, we'll see Scarborough in Division 1 North. They were in Division 1 South last year.
Yeah, but they should be in Division 1 North.
Exactly. So these things do happen occasionally. What do we reckon to Division 1 South, though? It's...
Well, again, you've got to look to the teams that finished right there toward the end of the season. The likes of Leeds, your Colvilles. You've also then got a plethora of teams that have got good quality about them.
Stocksbridge have to come back.
Well, Stocksbridge have produced a conveyor belt of footballers that have gone to league football, and I would hope. I mean, I like Stocksbridge Park Steels. It's a great venue. They're a great football club as well. I think they'll be strong in that division because they will be able to attract still. The one thing that they'll be able to attract that the other Southern teams not necessarily will be able to is North West players. They've always been able to do that and they'll continue to do that. And I think they'll be strong. And it's a division, and not being trying to be detrimental to the South, but it's a division that is not necessarily always quite as strong as the North.
But you say they'll be able to attract North West players, but then look who you've got in the North West in the First Division North. You've got Radcliffe.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought I'd put them.
don't go through Division One North just yet, because to be fair, I think we're underplaying Division One North
at the moment.
To be fair, but Norton United have joined the league, as have Tividale. Tividale sounds a lovely place.
It does.
If you're from Tividale,
no,
get in touch. Oh,
is it Dudley? Does it really?
Yeah. Oh, it's not.
I remember them on Earth.
It sounds
2004 actually. If you it
sounds no, but doesn't it sound like somewhere where Postman Pat does his rounds?
It does, yes. But let's not forget, we forgot about Corby Town here. Corby Town are in the Premier Division.
Yeah. We mentioned it a bit.
The largest Celtic and Rangers fan clubs in Britain outside of Glasgow, and also a haven for Manchester United fans.
Yeah.
Absolutely huge area for Manchester United fans.
Well, have you ever
heard
the Corby accent?
Yes, I was with a man in Cuba only 2 weeks ago who resides in Corby now.
Was he wearing a kilt?
No, well, he's Scottish. Yeah, he's got.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
everyone, you know, Scottish Irish, man. Scottish parents, and everyone basically has that twang.
You're a penny. So, Division One.
Oh, you cruel!
No, Division One North. Now, I think Division One North deserves its own MPL podcast next season because it's just. Boom! It will be a letdown. We all know about Salford City and the class of 92.
We mentioned that last week.
We know Darlington 1883 are now kind of solidified and probably looking to bounce up.
I do like teams with numbers after them.
We've got Scarborough Athletic been moved in there just to. I reckon that's Alan Alcott just having a laugh, just throwing them in as well. You've obviously got Northwich Victoria. Who knows what they'll do? Drolsden. He's been saying for a long time. We're going to just get this season out of the way and then watch us.
Pre-season.
I think Drolsden will be sort of okay next season. I don't think they'll be bottom two, but I do expect them to be proper bottom half. But watch out for Northwich Vicks next season. I think they're going to be the dark horses there. Well, I say dark horses, they're still a very, very big club in non-league,
aren't
they?
Northwich Vicks are a very big name still
in non-league football. Right? They don't play Northwich, but then again, neither do 1874, and neither do Northwich Flixton Villa for that matter. But they went on this fantastic run towards the end of last season. I think it was 17 or 18 games unbeaten under Jim Gannon. Jim Gannon's got a UEFA Pro Badger or something like that. There's not many of those knocking about in non-league football.
There is in Germany, there is in France, there is in Italy, in the UK there are 2,400. In Spain there are 35,000. It tells you a lot about the British game.
In non-league,
can't they put a hat on?
Richard Sneakers has.
Can I just say, obviously you've got, so just going through this list of teams, because it is ridiculous, the strength of Division 1 North.
We're going to have predictions.
Bamber Bridge, Brighouse Town, Burscow, Clitheroe, Darlington 1883, Drolsden, Farsley, Harrogate Railway, Kendal Town, Lancaster City, Mosler, New Mills, Roy Sewell's New Mills, Northwich Victoria, The Ossets, Paddyham, Prescott Cable, Radcliffe Borough, who are apparently going to win the league next season, Salford City, Scarborough Athletic, Spennymoor Town, and everyone's favourite, Warrington Town.
Hey! I'll set Albion and Paddington to get relegated. Okay. Straight off the bat there.
I reckon they'll.
Brighouse, they're going to be dark horse in that division.
How can you pick a dark horse out of that league, though? It's
Brighouse ran Stockport County in the FA Cup in, I think it was the second qualifying round. So close, it was ridiculous. It took a Kyle Jacobs.
Selling cities over 17 months at rather cheap prices.
Watch Brighouse. I do think Brighouse will do very well next season. I'll be surprised if they're not top 8.
But it's going to be a hell of a league, and it needs more attention.
The team that, if you look at it realistically, and I'm talking, you take your football hat, you look at it realistically. There's only one team really there with the amount of finance, with the amount of quality that's going into that football club.
Warrington
should win the league by a country mile. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Mostly.
Warrington.
It's Salford City.
Hang on.
Warrington have got... They've been building this for the last few years.
Forget Warrington. Forget your Warrington.
Like some kind of IKEA.
You're talking about a football club that I've got an investment that is like no other investment in football. And I mean, period. There's no other football club in the history of non-league football has an investment like they've got. They have to win the league.
We don't know where the budget's going though. There's going to be a lot of money spent on the infrastructure at the club, a lot of money doing up the stand there, getting a new clubhouse and this, that and the other.
It'll be down to winning that division.
To be fair, Swamp, we're coming to the end of May when we're recording this. I was at the Women's Cup final a while ago speaking to my old French teacher, who's one of the officials there. And at the moment they don't know where they're going to be next season on the pitch.
Well, they do, because they've got their entire pre-season's already been booked.
No, but what I mean is they're not anticipating, as you would suggest, going all out and winning the league.
We're all football people.
Steady as she goes, more than anything.
We're all football people here. You see the effects that money brings into Premier League teams. Imagine that effect in a semi-professional situation. I'm not talking about this money. I'm talking about those people that are involved in that football club can attract the players will just run to that football club and go yes, and they'll also be given the money
and radio,
to play for them.
I'm just throwing out their radio commentary teams too. We're up for payment.
You don't have to imagine it. FC United, when they joined the North West Counties League, were exactly the same.
Oh.
People just flying from left, right and centre. I want to play for FC United. Thousands of people going to watch them.
Hold on, there was a massive difference. A huge difference, right? And you're only bitter because we got more bigger crowds.
Get off your bandwagon. It's fine. He was winding you up.
It's only because we got bigger.
He's
caught nothing because we had bigger crowds in Hyde anyway, and we play in red, and they used to play in red, and they were made to play in blue.
James,
right. I want to just prove these two wrong at the moment, because next year, the Northern League.
Everyone, listen to James. James is a bombshell.
Yeah. How many teams, from Northern League standards, are now in our division? The Northern League, we've all said all season, is the strongest league in Step 5.
By far.
You've got Darlington. You've got Spennymoor, and Spennymoor, I've still got the fans' pace there from when they were in the Division. You've got Scarborough coming in.
The roofing will be there soon. Mm-hmm. Come on, the roofing.
And because of the fact as well, bring Kendal Town back into that faction. Because let's be honest, it's not a million miles away from... Well, let's be honest, when your Boxing Day game is Kendal v Darlington, mm-hmm. the Northern League's going to start looking up which players are going to go across there now to play and prove a point.
I remember seeing...
I'm saying there now, Salford might not find it as easy.
James, you're talking a little bit of sense there, but can you just tell everybody again your predictions who were going to win the league, all three divisions, last season, and then let them make their own decision again?
What was it?
I got two out of three, right?
Did
you?
Did you? Got Curzon right. I was going right.
There you go. You see, that's why I'm telling them to listen to
you
him.
You didn't predict Charlie to win the league?
No, I didn't. I went with Worksop, remember?
What you went with Worksop?
Well, I was going to add on to that what I was saying before. The Northern League next year is going to be a two-tier division next year.
Oh, very much so. I think you can see that.
Teams like Darlington, Spennymoor, Salford, Warrington,
New Mills.
He's not here, that's it. I love Wanning right up. Farsley, them sort of teams. I say top 89 will be split off immediately from the bottom. Brighouse, I'm going to have to wait and see what fixtures were. He's keeping the core of the team, but I don't think Brighouse would be in that.
You're probably right in that respect. There's money within all those teams. They have to have the money because, therefore, if you're for the Northern League, you have to have some money because financially, to be able to play and travel, you have to be able to do that. And I think you're probably right then that there's a number of those teams that you mentioned. But I still think, I mean, I know in jest, you were right in a lot of ways, actually, in all fairness, what you said about FC United. The one thing is that FC didn't have the power and pulling power of Ryan Giggs, Phil Neville, Gary Neville, Scholes.
They
if you've not got the pulling power of Phil
Downs
Neville,
have got the same sort of pull, in my opinion.
He's married. He doesn't need the pulling power. Well, let's also remember one thing. They could themselves, if they chose to, all sign on and play. Let's not forget that. They could actually go, you know what? We're not doing too well. Right, we're all playing last half of the season. You've got half the class of 92. You're going, what on earth?
It'll be like that bloody Carlsberg advert with Bobby Charlton was playing.
What happened with Sol Campbell?
I'm going to draw a line under the show at this point.
You're rubbish. You know what?
I'll defend him, mate. He's got a point. When we've got July's show coming up, what have we got to talk about?
July's, Jesus.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
That.
How come Salford City haven't won a single pre-season away game yet? What's going on there?
That is the end of the NPL show for the 2013-14 season.
Is that it done?
That's it done.
We're finished.
How many
we're
shows?
Just getting
was
going,
that 10? Was that 10 shows we've done from here?
Maybe more.
And what an
Where are we, by the way? We're in the award-winning Magnets.
And what an emotional...
last pint, though.
What an emotional journey we've all been on together. My thanks to Swampe, my thanks to Ian Burke, my thanks to James Hayes, my thanks to debutante Stuart James from the Non-League Review. Look out for more stuff from your blog website next season.
Yep, definitely.
Look out for Facebook reviews, Facebook page stuff as well, available at
facebook.com/groups/NPL or on Twitter at the NPL group.
Can I also thank Roy Sewell, Aaron Flanagan, John Flanagan, the legendary
Carlos Rocker.
James Spencer, and the soon to be reborn on some broadcasting platform or other, the world famous Pav. We brought him back for one night.
And Alan Alcock.
Alcock.
Angie Firth.
She was here as well.
Oh yes, in the background. Oh,
yeah. Pace is still there. Sat behind us for 10 series.
Your Mrs. Estelle has laughed at a couple of my jokes.
That's good.
Anything else?
I'd like to say if you look.
No to League 3.
No to League 3.
Yes, League 3.
Yes, League 3.
What?
Yeah, I love it. I love the idea.
You do know when City build their overspill development squad.
It's built, it's there.
Elite League Stadium, yeah. That's you done.
There's always giant ogres hanging underneath that bridge. But don't forget, you can also listen to us on the Five Live non-league show as well.
Us?
You.
You?
Well, we're non-league.
He represents all of us.
Thank you anyway for everyone who's supported the show
Ben,
and listened to the show
Ben,
this
but
season.
Let's thank you because
stop.
Yeah. No. Just so the listener knows that you are now become a father of your second child, and even though the child was born the day before, you couldn't be bothered to do the show last week, so we're going to be late. No, congratulations to you, thank and well you. Done for actually being able to navigate.
Yes. Thank you.
And these vocal cords of ours. Yeah.
A couple more thank yous anyway. Thank you for Richard Watts for letting us actually continue the show. It was his brainchild to start a podcast as such anyway.
Yeah, but then he gave up and we had the professionals took over, let's be honest.
Thanks to Nick Cullen for nearly coming down.
Thanks.
And Mr. Rush also. Yeah. Thanks to all those people. Dave Pace never quite made it.
Thank you for to this person
shot. Everyone that knows me.
And one final thing. To the old lot at the Uusu over Skype calls, your P45s are in the envelopes on the way soon.
No, the invite.
And Ben, we've got to mention, who was it who sent us the beer?
Stamper.
Yeah, the only one.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Stamford for winning the NPL show. First season ever. Yes. NPL show Beer of the Year Award.
Yeah,
congratulations to Stamford AFC.
Also, I just like to mention that James next season has to wear something more than a Tony Hadley white shirt. I know, but I'm fed up looking there going,
sorry how it seems, always in time, never in line for dreams.
That's Ratcliffe.
So
never in time
we'll
for dreams.
We'll be back in August to bring you a pre-season preview of the new season to come. Basically, it's a repeat of the second half of this show, but with confirmed lineups for all three divisions.
We're never sober.
No, Also, just to say thanks to the Magnet for hosting us. Although, to be fair, they've done quite well out of us over the last 10 shows.
Not too bad, have they?
Let's be honest. But from everyone here at the Magnet, have a lovely summer watching. What do they play in the summer? Cricket and rugby league and.
I think there's something going on.
Oh, that bloody thing! Yeah. Oh, Commonwealth Games. Good luck for everyone taking part in the Commonwealth
Games. There's some diving in Cuba.
Okay.
Cuba schmuba.
Bye.
Cuba schmuba. Cuba. Well, there it is.